News flash.
Aquatex Radio, broken news for broken listeners.
The Goldman Sachs world government has issued another round of quantitative easing, labeled QE3, in order to keep the world in an ongoing exuberant recession. World President Bernanke recently showed the first time on television and media his new laser sword and associated costume to reveal his superhero status.
The superhero squad is kaput.
Although it took much longer for the Goldman Sachs secretary Mario Draghi than anticipated, in a dazzling move, President Bernanke could finally force Europe to beg for a merciful euthanasia. The emerging economies are submerging again, the poor kept safely at bay, and the global climate gets even better. There is a good chance that anthropologists will rename the human species Homo sapiens to Homo remains. But the outlook for the Goldman Sachs world government looks bright. From Global Finance Research, a promise and breakthrough in the theory of extra-dimensional faster-than-light-speed hyper-frequency trading has been reported in the financial scientific community. Professor Dazzler explains.
Well, the rather slow and clumsy trading with fiber optics and racks of computers will soon be replaced with the help of a financial portal generator opening up other dimensions, thereby circumventing the rather rigid Einstein universe. And, yes, we have other plans as well.
Which leaves the public to guess what can else be put through an interdimensional portal. The research is funded by the Golden Saxophone Foundation.
News flash.
In international news, we hear of another success in winning hearts and minds in the Muslim world. America has freedom of speech and we don't understand why they never learn.
Muslims. The US has more than just Libya to be concerned about. Outrage over the film first erupted in Egypt. Hours before the Benghazi attack, thousands descended on the U.S. embassy in Cairo.
In Yemen, protesters are attacking the U.S. embassy in the capital Sana'a.
Absolutely no justification to this type of senseless violence. None. The world must stand together to unequivocally reject these brutal acts.
Such as Fallujah, Haditha, Guantanamo, Bagram Prison, depleted uranium, white phosphor ammunition, collateral helicopter murder, targeted killings, drone attacks, night raids on civilians. Anything more? The present U.S. executive of the Goldman Sachs government, Barack Obama, sent two U.S. warships to express his personal apologies of having received the Nobel Peace Prize prematurely and is prepared to hand it back if he wins the coming November U.S. elections. And if President Bernanke approves, which he most certainly won't. Because President Bernanke has been a keen student of George Orwell's novel 1984, where clearly peace is war and vice versa. And the real name of the author actually is Eric Blair. That's not strictly news, however, that Governor Romney, the candidate for the U.S. presidency, wants to share a wife-swapping weekend with Netanyahu as a new Iran initiative even surprises the newsreader.
I think it's a
yeah. What? Yeah, come on. What then?
All, of course, there are a number of things that I like me to put in place.
Ah, they're special favorites.
All right. I know how to change the way the public thinks of me. I'll buy every media outlet in town. Bring me a checkbook.
News flash.
From the tech department comes this report of a potential drone war looming. As is well known, there are now approximately 50,000 drones in private ownership. Many applications from agriculture, environment, spying, to airport pranking can be found. And the market is bend to grow. But now, the obnoxious industry corporation offers a new product called the Swarm Drone System. It is made of super lightweight, super strong self-repairing nanites with self-replication capabilities. Instead of flying one drone, you can fly a whole swarm of very small drones. They are equipped with the latest self-learning artificial intelligence and also display survival routines. See, just as in nature, a swarm of birds form the shape of a super large bird as a defense routine when a threat by a large predator bird is detected, the drone swarm forms the shape of a massive alien spaceship when a hostile drone is engaged. The drone swarms, therefore, can be effectively used against armed military drones by flying across their flight path in erratic and irritating ways, squirting faces on the predator's camera lens, or sacrificing themselves by flying in a kamikaze-like fashion right into the predator's engine intake, which of course means drone death in seconds. Now, traditional drone makers are forced to reconceptualize their products. Professor Smallbird from the Obnoxious Industry Corporation says,
The world is a dangerous place for Raytheon, Boeing, and I'm afraid Allied pilots.
News flash.
And now to sport. Well, I personally would prefer sex, but then... Para Finance Olympian Wolfgang Schäuble, a wheelchair-bound master of the German Treasury, had staunchly defended his no bailout stance against the express wish of European Goldman Sachs World Government Secretary Mario Draghi. On the morning of the German Constitutional Court's decision, he masterfully turned his wheelchair 180 degrees around in a flash and smiled like a winner into the cameras. No other German para-athletes has ever maneuvered so fast that no one saw it coming. Even former Chancellor Schmidt, also wheelchair-bound, never accomplished such a miraculous turnaround. Later, Schäuble received a phone call from a very grateful-sounding President Bernanke. At last!
Newsflash, when news are too long, too slimy, and too real to be true. A pleasure and leisure activity on your digital whatever device. Newsflash.
Newsflash. Kaputt.